I'm Jim Benson, and you're listening to TV Time Machine on Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and visit our show archives at tvtimemachine.com.
There are over 200,000 unsolved murders in our country. Many in rural America. Small towns without the funds or the manpower to find these killers. But between the law and the search for the truth lies one piece of evidence no murderer can escape.
Today on the TV Time Machine, we explore unsolved mysteries while we pursue cold justice. In this edition of our program, we are proud to welcome Kelly Siegler and Yolanda McClary of TNT's new docudrama, Cold Justice. Ms. Siegler is a former prosecutor who successfully tried 68 murder cases, and Ms. McClary is a former crime scene investigator for the Las Vegas Police Department, having worked 7,000 cases in over two decades of law enforcement. Over the next segment, Kelly Siegler and Yolanda McClary will help us explore virtually every aspect of this compelling true crime series, which debuts Tuesday, September 3rd at 10 p.m. on TNT, as we witness these two women take on actual cold cases to solve real-life murders. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to test your DNA, feel free to leave some trace evidence as we perform a post-mortem on the past while seeking cold justice in the present. Kelly and Yolanda, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Now, the two of you are featured on Cold Justice, which debuts Tuesday, September 3rd at 10 p.m. on TNT. Kelly, tell us about your background and what Cold Justice is all about.
I was a prosecutor in Harris County my whole career, and for the last 10 years of that, I worked on cold cases. And in that experience, I learned about the fact that there are so many cold cases all over the little towns in Texas that could be solved if they could just get the right kind of help. And that's what we're hoping to do.
Yolanda, tell us about yourself and also what excites you most about being involved in cold justice.
I'm a retired crime scene investigator from the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. I always handled cases that were fresh, as we would say, homicides that had just occurred. I only looked into a couple of cold ones with our cold team. So this intrigues me from looking at a different end of them all being cold, as far as the ups, the downs that go with them, the positives, the negatives. It's a great learning experience to take the forensic work that I've already done and see how I can apply that to these cold cases.
Kelly, with so many cases out there, I think 200,000, how are the cases chosen that are featured on Cold Justice?
Well, they're brought to us by the local cops. The cops have to invite us to come to their town. The DA has to be on board, and the victims' families have to want us. So with that, then the cases come to me to read. And, you know, it's sad. You can read a lot of cases and know this is never going to be solved. But you can also read those cases and know that with a little bit of work and effort and maybe some luck, you can solve the cases. And those are the ones that we go to the towns to work on.
Yolanda, what are some of the reasons why a case becomes cold?
Oh, my gosh. There's numerous reasons why a case can become cold. For most detectives, I think it goes cold because they exhaust all their leads, and they don't turn up any new ones that can lead them to more evidence or more people, more witnesses. So once all those are exhausted, and if the evidence can't give you that smoking gun, so to speak, on a fingerprint hit or a DNA hit, then the case tends to go cold because they're not sure where to take it from there.
Kelly, how much of an impact is cold justice making when it comes to meeting out justice?
I think that people are going to be very impressed with the results that we've had, and I think that they're going to be impressed with the way that in the real world, as a prosecutor, as a CSI, as a murder cop, at how we approach trying to resolve these cases. It's not TV, it's not scripted, it's not made up. It's the way we've done things our whole lives in the real world, and I hope that people get to see that.
Yolanda, tell us some of the cases that will be seen on Cold Justice that you guys are working on.
Well, we had our, in fact, it's the one that will premiere, is a case that actually was originally documented as a suicide. The detective always didn't feel really good about that and thought that this was a murder. So it's one of those cases that we had to see if we could reverse, which has its own set of issues when you're looking at that versus an outright murder on a cold case. The other seven are all murders. We're all documented as murders. Each one has had its own little twist and its own little turns. That's the beauty about this. It's not scripted, like Kelly said. Nobody gets to decide how this is going to end. Not even us. It's like it ends on the very last day when everything has been finally done, and then you see what your answers and results are.
Kelly, what is the most satisfying thing about being involved in a show like this?
Being able to work with people as dedicated as Yolanda and Johnny and our other cops are, and seeing the excitement of the local cops when we come to town and they learn something from us or we make some progress on the case. And then the coolest part of all is watching that cop from the little town who never put the case down get to go to the house of the victim's family and tell them a good result. That's the best part. That's what we hope for on every show.
Yolanda, has there been a moment or event that has really impacted you on this series?
Oh, gosh, every one of them impacts me. Like Kelly said, when you're talking with the families, we talk to them in the beginning and we talk to them in the end. You know, I got to tell you, when I was a CSI for the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, I got to skip a lot of that. You know, I would listen to what I needed to either prove or disprove something on my crime scene or with the evidence. So I would listen to interviews on certain aspects. That's it. Now I get to work with the families one-on-one with Kelly, and it's a far different level of emotion. I mean, I thought I was really kind of a hard-as-nails kind of girl. What more could you ever show me, you know? But it's been quite interesting. And the cases themselves, there's been a few things that have happened that I just shook my head and said, wow, this is new, this is good, and I'm not sure if I can even believe this one.
Yeah, speaking of that, speaking of the personal aspect that's involved here, Kelly, when you look at family pictures of murder victims from cold cases and they're sort of looking back at you, what goes through your mind?
I think that, unfortunately, because we've been doing this for so long, looking at those horrible pictures doesn't have the same effect that it used to, and probably doesn't have the same effect as it ever would on a normal person. The part that I can't get over is every time I had to put a victim's parent or child on the stand to talk about the effect that death had on them, I mean, we were always taught you cannot cry. And trying not to cry because watching someone who's lost their baby, it still affects me. I don't know how you ever get past that. And when they talk about it, I can't hardly stand to listen to it. And that's the part that gets me, more so than the pictures, really.
Yolanda, what has surprised you most so far about being involved in cold justice?
What surprised me the most is actually how willing and how these small towns really, really welcome us with open arms. I mean, I come from a bigger city. You know, there's a lot of big egos in big cities, as we all know. And these small towns, God, these officers and the sheriffs are just incredible. You know, all egos are put to the side. None of us have egos going in, not one of us. And we all just see what we can do to make a difference. And I got to tell you, I was very skeptical about that at first, probably because I looked at it more from a big cop's point of view versus the small town. And the law enforcement in these small towns are incredible, incredible people, and they've totally turned my head on that.
Kelly, besides the passage of time, what are the biggest challenges when you take on a cold case?
A lot of times in certain cases, important witnesses simply aren't alive anymore. And no matter what you would like to do, if they gave a great statement back then that really goes to a key point of being able to solve the case, it doesn't matter. If they can't get on a witness stand and be cross-examined by a defense lawyer, you can't use it. So when I read a case or when we work on a case and someone has passed away, that's a deal breaker. That means that you're never going to have that evidence, and sometimes you're never going to solve the case, and that's the most frustrating thing. You can work around lots of other things, but if someone's passed away, there's nothing you can do.
Yolanda, what is the most important thing to you about your work?
Oh, my gosh, all my work is important. I don't know that I can put it into one aspect. For me, it was always just I'm a black and white kind of girl. You know, Kelly can take a lot of things in the middle. For what I always did, it was either there or it wasn't there. It either proved it or it disproved it. And sometimes that's more difficult for me when I look at things because I want just a yes or no answer, and life just simply isn't just yes or no when you're looking at the entire case, not just the forensics.
Kelly and Yolanda, where can people find out more about yourselves and Cold Justice online?
Well, there's a Facebook page, and there's also a Cold Justice website on TNT's website to check out other things about us, about the cases. And we just hope that everybody watches and falls in love with the show.
I already have. Kelly Siegler and Yolanda McClary of Cold Justice, which debuts Tuesday, September 3rd at 10 p.m. on TNT. Kelly and Yolanda, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Thank you.
Thank you.
To escape the day.
I was born Mary Tyler Moore.
This is Jesse Donald Knotts.
Fred McFeely Rogers.
Leslie Moonves.
Isabel Sanford.
Leslie Renee Stahl.
Robert Edward Turner.
Regis Francis Philbin.
Aaron Spelling.
Since 1999, the Archive of American Television has been preserving the memories, knowledge, and insights of the men and women whose talents and vision have helped shape this remarkable medium. Over 500 video interviews with these TV legends are now available on the Archive of American Television website at metvlegends.org. There you can sign up to receive news, updates, and also become a sponsor to help preserve television history for generations to come. That's metvlegends.org.
The mythological proportions of Star Trek provide something that's missing in people's consciousness, psyche.
The Archive of American Television. Capturing television history, one voice at a time.